start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh, hit tail.
It's the Hound.
Hey, that was working a minute ago, and now it's not working.
Oh, boy.
Listen to that. That's the end of storm warning. Anyway, this is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. Let's see. What do we have going on today? Well, we got to get everybody here for the live mic check. No, Bruce, we can test out yours. We have a whole radio family
here.
Assembled in
Fonzie
one room.
Ralph and Potsy.
You know, we showed up again today. There was, like, I've been bitching about this for months, that they don't leave any mic cords for us. There were no mic cords
it's that guy
or mics
Andy
today.
On Fridays,
no,
right?
It might have been somebody else. I don't know. But we found a solution, folks. We dynamited the door of the production room.
Uh-huh.
Too bad about the door, Dave.
Yeah, sorry, Dave. We let out all those people you're keeping in there, too.
Yeah. Any luck there, Miss Sally?
It really shouldn't be sort of... You know, Sal, it really shouldn't be whirling that fast, I think.
You know, that's how fast it whirls.
Oh, is it? That's how fast it whirls, folks.
That's when you want the real slap-backy slap-back.
Uh-huh.
Denois, where's Den? Test out your mic, my friend.
This is for you.
Yeah.
Well, here to entertain the people and fix the crack in his block.
Well, what do we got today? We got a lot of requests to get out of the way, including everybody who requested different sound bites. We've got a lot of sound bite requests. We actually got two requests for a poultry section of the show, so we're going to bring that back. We got Blues Hangover. We have a Hillbilly Hot Rod set. We got a Vom set. We got tons of old rock and roll records. And we got Knuckleheads in the News.
A lot of requests.
No, we don't. No, it's not worth it. Don't worry about it. Let's just kick right into it with Harold Barrage. And if anybody knows who the last person who had live music on FMU, the person that didn't leave us any mic cords, please call here at 678-7743 and let me know who that person was.
We got the tar and the feathers.
And the feathers.
I love you, baby, 'cause you're playing the soap.
makes me wanna shout. Crazy about you, baby, cause you knocked me out. Oh, yeah! My one and only jump and shout. Crazy about you, baby, cause you knocked me out. Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! You send me pretty, baby.
To cut your stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
Well, I'm not from the city, baby. I'm not from the town. I'm just a poor old country boy just trying to get around this city route. But it's hard tonight. Well, come on over, baby. I love you, baby, love you. Well, kiss you, baby, kiss you. Say, hold you, baby, hold you. Yes, love you, baby, love you. Well, come on over, baby.
Keep on running, can't come back home. track them down. Gun all night long. I sharpened my razor with a black cap bone. I got a rifle that I bought from the war, a butcher knife, an axe, and a saw. I tell you, they don't give me my money.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Tree, the giggling and the wiggling, the toy. with me. Let me put my glasses on. And had such fun since she's been gone.
Lipstick, powder and paint, lipstick. Powder and paint, lipstick. Licks my hand everywhere I go. I wish my baby loved me so. Lipstick, powder and paint, lipstick. Powder and paint, lipstick. Powder and paint. Now here she is, here she ain't. Lipstick, a lipstick. Powder and paint. A lipstick. Don't you sneeze or don't you cough. If you get dusty, I'll brush you off. Lipstick, powder and paint, lipstick. Powder and paint, lipstick. Powder and paint. Here you is, here you ain't. What kind of love is that you make? The world starts trembling and the building shake. Love me and hug me once again. Let the roof and the walls come tumbling in. Lipstick, powder and paint, lipstick. Powder and paint, lipstick. Powder and paint. Now here's you in, here's you ain't. Lipstick, powder and paint.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Oh no, I thought I had it working. Boy, why won't this thing record? Why did they put a whole new Scully in here and that doesn't work?
I think it's in the rinse cycle from the sound.
Look, it's just basically all it does is play back what's on the tape. It won't record.
Well, that's helpful for documentary.
It's really
purposes,
nice.
You know?
Yeah. Just another notch in the book. That was Big Joe Turner. We got a lot of requests for Big Joe, as every radio station does.
Yeah.
But we are the only ones who play him.
Everyone, everywhere.
Lipstick, powder, and paint. Pete Peters and the Rhythm Makers, Wig Walk. Chris Kenner, They Took My Money. Jimmy Grubbs, Let's Rock Tonight, and Harold Barrage, She Knocks Me Out, opened it up. And this is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound. I'm driving until 6 o'clock. There's not a whole lot to renounce. There's Angel Dean has a very cool gig with the Zephyrs tonight at Pier 25. It's on this boat, the Yankee. $5 to get in. And you just, it's down like, Pier 25 is south of Canal Street, just where the Amazon Club is, if you fashionable folks.
Where's
get on the boat.
Amazon Club at?
You know, south of Canal Street.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it really is. Oh, okay.
What number, Mike, are you, Sal?
Let's follow
trace your cord backwards.
Do you have a brown cord?
No, mine's the one on the very right.
That makes her number 3 on the grid system, Mr. Hound.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
Batting cleanup this afternoon.
Okay.
How are we doing there?
We're doing great.
Oh, good.
I think
great.
It's time for Knuckleheads in the News.
So soon. Okay. Sal, you want to draw first news or shall I?
I got one. If you can't take your clothes off, what can you do, desk?
Right.
Penn State officials in Schuylkill Haven, Pennsylvania, removed a reproduction of Goya's famous Nude Maja masterpiece from a classroom wall after a woman professor complained it was a form of sexual harassment.
That's a professor was offended by a Goya nude?
Yes, now listen, it and 4 other reproductions of paintings were pulled down after this complaint from the Penn State Commission for Women. James Ford, president of the student government, called it ludicrous censorship. It's a dangerous precedent to set. What's next?
I don't know.
Really?
Don't ask. Hey, they got another new CD player in here that is uncueable. So the ones that I do know how to use, they took both of them out of here. I like how we get advance warning on this stuff.
Yeah, that little sort of dirty laundry.
So much
demos.
For a laugh track.
No music, no echo. Uh-oh, we're going to be talking a lot.
Well, let me just look at the records. Lomé, Togo. 17 people died in clashes that began when Maasai tribesmen killed a Kankumba while the two men were testing amulets believed to make the wearer bulletproof. The daily newspaper Togo Press reported. The incident started when a Maasai man and a Kankumba man decided to test their amulets in the village of Gurin Kuka. I guess I don't have your attention, Mr. Hound. About 180 miles north of Lome, the news report said. Kankumba people began attaching Maasai villagers because the Kankumba man apparently wasn't ready when Maasai began firing.
I mean,
they burned their homes, they fired on villagers with hunting rifles and poison arrows.
This amulet doesn't work, try the next one.
Mm-hmm. I guess a CD player should have been wearing one,
huh?
You
speak Maasai very well there, Bruce.
There he is.
He grew up with them.
He's raised by them.
Oh, boy.
Well, that does it for me.
That does it for me, too. Let's get out of here.
Got any records?
The background were Hound punching the CD player. Accidentally.
Thank you, Sal.
Anytime.
Anyway, my thing wouldn't. I put a CD in there, it wouldn't come out. This thing's just. There's no way to
blame it.
There's no way to cue it. Anyway, all right, let's just do Blues Hangover, and we can start breaking more things.
Now and I wonder what's the matter with time. It seems like everything will change. It seems like this woman that I've been loving, I found some other man. I hold up my hand. I'm just trying to get my baby to understand. See, my baby don't love me no more. Or because somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man. Why not? I'm going down in Louisiana. And buy me another mojo hand. Or because I've got to break up my baby from loving this other man. Now hold up my hand. I'm just trying to make my baby understand. Or my baby don't love me no more. She says somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man. John. With women, make plenty of money and everything, but my woman don't love me no more. She says somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man. I just hold up my hand. I'm just trying to get my baby to understand. Why my baby don't love me no more. Why she says somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man. Goodbye, baby. Someday I'll see you soon. I've got something to tell you, baby. Somebody else can have your room. And I'll hold up my hand. I'm just trying to get my baby to understand. Yeah, my baby don't love me no more. She says somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man.
Hey, man, what you finna do? Get some queen bee barbecue? Say, look here, man, why don't you pick me up some rib and a hot pepper and some potato salad? And bring me some Louisiana hot sauce and some white bread. And one of them big red soda waters, all right? Say, man, wait up. I'll just go with you. Say, man, look here. Let's take your car, right? I'm a little low on gas. And say, man, how about you loan me five so I can get some of that fine queen bee barbecue?
Yes. One, two, queen bee barbecue.
Mm-mm, that sure is some fine barbecue. I don't need lots of barbecue places now. Let me tell you about it. But queen bee is the best barbecue there is.
Barbecue.
Oh, it's so good.
up this morning, said my morning prayers. Didn't have nobody speaking, my but have now. My baby's gone, I'm a closing the door. I ain't got no wise woman, see nobody can do. Like that old tub now, so deep and wide, keep me rubbing from side to side now. My baby's gone, I'm a closing. I ain't got no wise woman, see nobody can. But I got old lady now, wife's mighty clean. When she go to rub, she rubs so mean now. My baby's gone, I'm a closing the door. I ain't got no wise woman. I feel like falling down on bending knees. My Lord, I must say, if you please now, my baby's gone. I'm a closing the door. I ain't got no wise woman. See, nobody can hold up, Miss Sheila.
What I need. Build down the alley and she's built for speed. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley if you want to satisfy me. Don't give me no liquor, 30 cents a shot. Caught the stuff down the alley really hits the spot. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley if you want to satisfy me. Take me down in the alley, boy. If you want to satisfy me. Something smell like fish. Well, down in the alley you will find that dish. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley if you want to satisfy me. I'm a tough man, I don't want nothing nice. Going down the alley while the women shooting dice. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. If you want to satisfy me. Take me down in the alley. Why, women shooting dice. And you can satisfy me. Woman from uptown, women down the alley really breaks them down. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley if you want to satisfy me. Wanna sing this place, woman ain't gonna sing no more. Want to find me, you know, find to go. Just go down in the alley. Just go down in the alley. Just go down in the alley. Baby, if you wanna find me.
Pretty girls in New York. and some ugly ones. I'm not going to point you out. You know who you are. Sitting up there trying to look better now. You're some ugly kids here in New York. Why? Because there are ugly parents here in New York. The ugly kids come from ugly parents. If you think I'm lying, follow an ugly kid home and see don't somebody ugly open the door for him.
Okay.
up the cemetery and rock 'em on the ground. Possum said to you, the dirty hound, you better shake some Simba down. Come on, Mary. Oh, come on, Mary. Oh, come on, Mary. Let's do it again.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, it's the Hound. Without my echo. Still really mad about this. You know what? You know why we don't have an echo mic cords equipment that works, Bruce? Ask me why.
Say, Hound, why is it that, like, all this stuff that you keep bitching about, why is it we don't have that stuff?
Well, because it never gets done. See, we have a governing board here at FMU known as the board.
I knew I'd be sorry I asked.
You know what the board spends their board meetings doing, like, taking secret ballots on whose shows they all agree that they'd like to get rid of. That's what they do at board meetings rather than, like, worry about things like, how do we get people to make, you know, how do we make people put mic cords back where the other DJs on the weekends can get at them?
Mm-hmm.
That's because, you know.
It's just not an issue-oriented system,
when
is
they
it?
Say, but how, why don't you want to do a show anymore? Get a good answers like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was Snooks Eaglin, Possum Up a Tree. We had Robert Pete Williams, I've Grown So Ugly. Midnight Ramblers, Down in the Alley. Kansas Joe and Memphis Minnie, My Wash Woman's Gone. And we had a request last week for Sonny Boy Williamson, Number 1.
Sonny Boy Number 2.
If you're giving numbers to Sonny Boy Williamson.
If you're on your way to the latrine, yeah.
somebody hoodooed the hoodoo man.
Uh-huh. Somebody had to. He was asking for it.
Yeah. We got a little more news. I like this.
You go ahead. After that athletic exhibition during... I'm still a little chasing.
Mazel tov. We need echo. We need echo for sneezing.
It's live
folks,
radio.
For those of you without the video uplink at home, Hound keeps stabbing for the echo thing and, you know, and getting this weird expression on his face as nothing happens.
Hound's not happy when he doesn't have an echo.
No, I'm really not happy.
Happy.
Anyway, a medical study published in London yesterday recommended using tougher beer mugs to prevent serious injury during fights using glasses in British pubs. The British Home Office statistics record. Anyway, there were between 3,400 and 5,400 fights in which a broken beer mug was used each year in Britain, causing an estimated $1.8 million in injury money paid out by insurance companies in these attacks. So they want to use these beer mugs made especially for these fights, which disintegrate into tiny little cubes when bashed over somebody's head. I thought they were soft-headed because they were made to wear knickers in school.
That might have something to do with it. But, you know, there you go.
No, they're soft-headed because they're getting beat over the head with mugs.
If we had national health, they'd be looking after us the same way that the Home Office in Britain looks after them, you know?
Yes.
Really?
Trying to keep us from getting hurt because the government's paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly New York Telephone, not New York Telephone, the Bell system, period. I'll have to check with Richard Nelson on this. Their phone receivers on payphones are designed to shatter in your hand when you try and yank them off the phone so that they will cut you and you will leave a little red path to where it was that you've gone to lick the wound.
Wow. I'd just like to read one headline from the Post last Wednesday. I need the echo to do it. God. Sperminator.
Aider.
Just a good headline. Yeah. The story's not very interesting.
Got that off your chest, so to speak.
And
I think it was a little lower than that.
That Angel Dean and the Zephyrs gig that I told you all about on the boat,
the one that sounded like
so much fun,
yeah.
It's canceled.
Oh.
But I did remember
the Navy Dynamite
of
the boat.
This new club, Chicago Blues, which is where Abilene used to be on Hudson Street, just south of 14th in Manhattan. The House Rockers, Ted Harvey and Brewer Phillips, who were Hound Dog Taylor's rhythm section, are playing. I don't know who their front man is these days, but they're a great rhythm section. Any unique
wow.
one.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to be in Porch Furniture for this one?
I hope so.
Me too.
Anyway, what else is going on?
So folks, go down there and audition to be the new Hound Dog.
Yeah. Taylor, that is.
Yeah.
Six fingers is required for that job.
Six fingers and a Dynamo label maker thing that says Hound Dog for the headstock of your guitar.
Yeah.
Four pickups is preferable.
Anything cheap in Japanese.
Well, the Japanese are getting new cable radio with 440 stations offering everything from bird calls to nonstop Elvis.
Let's go there.
Yeah, are they offering us?
But that's, yeah, this is it. But that's not enough for businessman Motada Uno, whose business plans to pump out 1,000 channels within 5 years and eventually 2,000.
Aim high.
Among the
little
selections.
Guy. That would make a Motada Dos.
Stereophonic steam locomotives, the buzz of cicadas, bird calls, army songs from World War II, Peruvian...
Ours or theirs?
I was wondering that. Peruvian and North Korean folk songs, the sounds of insects and cows, and rooster calls and ringing bells.
Insects now, and cows together, that's so wonderful.
If the hound can't fit in there, I don't know.
Somewhere between the insects and the cows?
They got a station on Japanese cable radio called Alibi, which is incidental background music when you call your wife up and lie, like, I'm bowling, honey. Or there's a whole bunch of different of these incidental backgrounds that you can use. You know, you'll have
behind
you.
And like in the corner noodle shop or whatever, you can have them dial up the bowling alley.
Yeah.
And your wife says, "Which track are you on, honey?"
Yeah.
And where is Den? Where'd little Den go?
I think Den is in a crack in his pan.
Oh, yeah.
As Den announced, as we were driving out here, I couldn't help but notice there was a slight exhaust leak, sort of turning my lips blue. And he said that he has a muffler and a tailpipe, but they're both in his trunk. So I think he's dealing with that.
Mm. WFMU East Orange, aren't you thrilled?
Uh-huh.
Let's get back to some more music. Got one queued up here by Billy Adams.
The Adams family?
Sort of queued up. Yeah, for the Adams family.
Well, I met a little gal on the outskirts of town. She asked me if I would show her around. I showed her around the place. You ought to see an expression on that gal's face. Oh, rock. Hey, rock, pretty mama. Let's rock, pretty mama, and roll your blues away. Well, I took her into town for a little dance. Soon I knew she was fine. I can't stand it still. So let's rock. Yeah, rock, pretty mama. Well, let's rock, pretty mama, and roll your blues. Ah, rock now. Let's go. Everybody else is all out the door. Still she hollers more. I just ain't got them blues no more. So let's rock. Yeah, rock, pretty mama. Let's rock, pretty mama, and roll your blues. Ah, pop now. Yeah. Ah, rock, honey. Oh, yeah. Well, easy now.
Baby.
got to come along.
Cause that girl has stole my heart. Looking for my baby, wonder where'd my baby go. If you see my pretty baby, tell her that I love her so. Yes, I'm looking for my baby. Well, is where did you go? Yes, I'm looking for my baby. Baby, where did you go? Yes, I've got to find my baby, because I swear I love her so. Well, where'd you go?
The night was rainy and the night was blue, and I was thinking only of a gal I knew. I took a walk to the middle of town, and I met a pretty lady named Georgia Lee Brown. A boom, 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 a doodle Told her I was lonely and awfully sad. She said, cheer it up and smile, and don't you feel so bad. She took my hand and pointed to a lonely star, and then she walked me home. to a neighborhood bar. A bum, 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 a doodle doodle doo. An old street light was painting mystical circles on the pavement out in front of the bar. While inside a band was playing magical music to the strains of a true melancholy guitar. Some dancing and we drank some gin. Neath her angel smile hid a devil's grin. I discovered romance was her stock and trade, and the love was just a careless game that she played. A boom, 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 boom. She told me, honey, I don't want her, your love. All that I can feel for you's a kind of blues, cause you're in love with love from your head to your shoes. A bum, 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 a doo 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 doo. Well, an old street light was painting mystical circles on the pavement out in front of the bar. While inside a band was playing magical music to the tune of a blue melancholy guitar. The music started blaring and the lights burned bright. My heart didn't want to spend a wild night. She said, sonny, I can cure your kind of pain. Then the Georgia Lee Brown disappeared in the rain. A bomb, 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 bomb.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, it's
go on, go on, go on, go on, go on.
Gotta, you know, all these sound bites and stuff that you gotta put in there. It's hard work, and then when everything's breaking down, I'm just too lazy to do it. Just get totally discouraged. That was Jackie Cochran and Georgia Lee Brown by request. We're Chuck Higgins looking for my baby, Tony Butella, Long Black Stockings. The Olympics and Well, Billy Adams, Rock Pretty Mama. This is WFMU East Orange. It's 4:05, and Den has arrived.
Better late than never.
He's here.
Back from under the car.
Any luck with the exhaust system?
My favorite place. Oh, no, no, I wasn't even dealing with that.
Just
I like
dusted
the way,
it off
I
and
like
put it back
way
in
the
trunk.
Sounds. Yeah.
It does have that kind of half-track sound to it now, doesn't it?
Come on, don't you guys wish you knew who was on, you know, when they took that secret ballot, FMU board targeting people that they want to get rid of? Don't you want to know who they
targeted? Can I be completely honest with you?
Yeah.
I really don't care. And I've tried really hard to care ever since you brought it up. You know, I've been like sort of like looking inside of myself and talking, you know, we've been talking amongst ourselves and everything. And the thing I keep confronting, the one wall that I keep ending up facing is that I don't care. I really don't give a damn.
I like some of the, you know, the people. So
I like them all. I hate them all. It doesn't matter to me, you know?
No, I mean the ones that may go, the ones I like.
Well, no, it was a weird little parlor game. It wasn't, apparently we were told it wasn't. Wasn't so
we
you
got
know,
we got the official
wasn't the final solution to the
we got the official mealy mouth denial, which was nice. I like that, but I think
it was
that they
a parlor
should,
game though. That's the way I described it.
This is a
listener's idea of fun. You know?
It's a listener supported station, and they owe it to both the staff and the listeners to publish the minutes of that meeting. We want to know what happened.
Uh-huh.
I think they should publish the minutes, and we should be allowed to discuss it with the listeners.
Uh-huh.
After all,
Lord knows how much we love discussing things with the listeners.
And if any of those listeners happen to have an echo, could they bring it over here right
now?
Yeah,
you just happen to have like one of those old tube plexes or something. Come on, all you gearheads.
The anyway. Rest of the show might go a little bit.
By the way, we have a new person on the news desk today, Renica, the lovely and talented Miss Renica, did much of the news.
She did a good job.
An amazing job.
She, in her infinite, like, subtle, fragile beauty, chose pink to highlight the good parts with.
Yes. But this one comes courtesy of Medium Walter, who actually reads the London papers. And we got this here.
As long as he doesn't eat the food.
A pregnant woman lost her baby and was left paralyzed after being struck by a falling pheasant during a shoot on the Duke of Roxburgh's estate. Madame Emmanuel Agarnd, age 31, who has an 11-year-old son, was sitting behind a wall beside her husband Luke as he was shooting. He shot the bird, and it landed right on Madame Emmanuel.
Madame Emmanuel got the bird, I guess. Mm.
The Swiss couple were on a party of European businessmen on a day's shooting at the 60,000-acre Floor Castles estate near the Scottish border. She was rushed to the hospital and eventually flown to a clinic in Geneva.
Well, I mean, it must have taken her an hour
anyway,
to down the driveway. Place that size.
She is still paralyzed, and the baby was aborted.
And the bird is still dead.
Chalk went up for the birds, right?
How about it?
And there's a good quote here. Any chap shooting things has got to think about where it's going to land.
So you chaps.
I'll second that.
All you chaps on 11th Street.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, boy. And, let's
really
see.
Well.
Anything else new
you
in
got
the
one
news?
For me, Bruce?
Yeah. Make sure
okay.
Check with me first. Which one is it? Is it the tri-?
Stone Cold. Police say deliberate crash led to fatal accident.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Pompano Beach.
Oh, right. Very close to my hometown.
One of our favorite places. A teenager was killed in a crash at an intersection where a man had deliberately crashed his truck into a pole. Willie Wright, 46, drove his truck into a utility pole, stumbled out, stabbed himself in the chest behind a church nearby, and then tried to drown himself in a baptismal pool.
I knew you'd like that.
Wow. Yeah, that's beautiful. Wright was found by...
a weekend of memories right there.
Wright was found by Officer... Dennis Van Hatesma. Hatesma? That's what it is.
What's in a name?
A.K.A. the devil.
On Thursday near the church, bleeding from the chest, and told him, I did it on purpose.
No, he did it on a porpoise.
I accidentally stabbed myself and tried to drown myself.
What a baptismal.
Utility workers were still clearing severed electric wires at the crash scene while police directed motorists around the area when Fernando Gersberg, 19, drove through the intersection. That's when Curtis J. Peppers, what? 32.
What is this
great
clue?
God brought them together for a reason.
That's true.
All at this intersection came along in a truck. An officer yelled in vain for Peppers to stop before the truck hit Gersberg's car.
The Gersberg Mobile.
Killing Fernando. What a drag.
Well, I guess the reason they were brought together was for a whole bunch of court papers to be filed and for a funeral.
Yeah, and a bunch of lawyers to make money.
There it is.
Anyway, we did have a request for the poultry section of the show.
Well,
you don't have to
it.
Twist my arm.
Make sure you cook it all the way through, man. Don't want anybody getting salmonella.
One,
yeah,
two,
the salmonella section
three,
of the show.
Four, five,
Peppermint
six,
Harris.
Seven, eight, blow, let's go. Let's go. Let's rock tonight. We'll never get to rock no more. Going to a party at the Chicken Shack. We're going down, man, gonna rack 'em back. Let's go. Let's go. Let's rock tonight. We'll never get to rock no more. Party gonna start when the sun goes down. Going down, man, just a mess around. Let's go. Let's go. Let's rock tonight. We never get to rock no more. We're gonna line the chairs up against the wall. We gonna have us a natural ball. Let's go. Let's go. Let's rock tonight. We never get to rock no more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Blow. Bless the soul. Look at that girl do the rock and roll. Let's go. Let's go. Let's rock tonight. We never get to rock no more.
Take one.
Quiet, please.
Recording. Go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as
tender and tasty?
No, yeah, that's just his finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now.
Well, he's up against it, and I want you to know, when he sees me coming, he had better go, cause I can tell you now, this will be a thing to eat him on away with my old hand. Both his eyes. I tell you, boys, what you better do. You better look out, I'm telling you. You better keep an eye like you do before the body sees you chicken from you.
I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No.
This will be Wildlines 30, take one.
Hey, man, guess what?
What's that, Pops?
I met a chick.
Oh, yeah, what kind of chick? A real chick?
Yeah.
How old is she?
16.
16?
Yeah.
Man, are you crazy?
No,
listen to me.
Tell me something, man. I sure want to know.
Hey, boy, don't you harm that bird. Don't you dare to try. Start releasing that chicken or you'll get a licking.
That chick's too young to fry.
Say, boy, better take my word. Here's the reason why. Feed her steady till she gets ready. That chick's too young to fry.
Take her back to the barnyard. Let her go, just turn her loose. Way out there in the barnyard, where she'll grow up a better juice.
Hey boy, there'll come a time, one day by and by,
she'll be ready for frying, stop your grind.
That chick's too young to fry.
Get away from here, too young to fry. Take her back to the barnyard. Let her go, just turn her loose. Way out there in the barnyard, where she'll grow up a better use.
Hey boy, there'll come a time, one day by and by,
she'll be ready for frying, so stop your crying.
That chick's too young to fry. That chick's too young to fry.
You have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Start again.
He said, cut it.
Go ahead.
And you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
That's right.
Cut it.
Take two.
Now,
you read it.
Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
Well, it's
It's a bop, 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 chicken. Do the bop, 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 chicken. Let's bop, 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 chicken. Chicken, try to fly. Bright light, sun, and bop, oh, we should get around. Let's bop, 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 chicken. Do the bop, 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 chicken. Let's bop, 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 chicken. Chicken, flop your wings. Big rooster, she's a little hen. When we do the bop together, we show pick up the wind. Do the bop, 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 chicken. Let's bop, 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 chicken. Do the bop, 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 chicken. Chicken, try to fly. Eyes, I'm the envy of a million guys. Let's bop, 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 chicken. Do the bop, 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 chicken. Let's bop, 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 chicken. Chicken, flop your wings. She kill me when she rolling my eyes. Let's bop, 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 chicken. Do the bop, 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 chicken. Let's bop, 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 chicken. Chicken, flop your wings.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but now you have yourself, now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
Yeah, real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy, I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Had every bit of his finger licking good. No, every bit of his finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
And most folks.
If you don't like chicken, leave that hen alone. Well, if you don't like chicken, leave that hen alone. She'll give you so much chicken, you cannot do a thing but moan. You're a big red rooster, but that don't mean nothing. Well, you're a big red rooster, but that don't mean nothing. If you mess around with her, she surely will clip your wing. Shaking with your coffee,
yeah.
Shaking with your wine,
yeah.
Shaking, shaking, shaking till you lose your mind. If you don't like shaking, leave that hen alone. She'll give you so much chicken you cannot do a thing but moan. You holler.
Chicken,
fried chicken.
Chicken,
hear it from me.
afternoon.
Do chicken, chicken, chicken eat the hobbies more?
Well, if you don't like chicken, eat that hen alone. She'll give you so much chicken you cannot do a thing but moan.
Chicken,
but moan.
Chicken,
but moan.
Chicken.
And meanwhile, back in the States,
WFMU East Orange, we do chicken right. The Domino's Chicken Blues, Trout Frosty, Chicken Bop, The Prison Airs, That Chick's Too Young to Fry, Warren Robbie, My Chicken, My Chicky Pen, Peppermint Harris, Chicken Shack. Well, poultry section of the show.
I did notice a common thread running through this.
Yeah, it was requested.
You wanted to hear that you jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge.
I would definitely do it.
Yeah. There you go, folks.
Anyway, we got, let's see. What do we have coming up later in the show? We still have our Hillbilly Hot Rod set. Hillbillies and Hot Rods. And we got a VOM, a Vibe Report, and lots of other trash.
Yeah, and Hillbillies
stuff.
And Hot Rods, too.
Is there anything going on, Hound?
No, we know of one thing that's not going on. I think that's the announcement for this year.
The house rockers sans the late Hound Dog Taylor over at the Chicago Blues.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Brewer Phillips?
Brewer Phillips and Ted Harvey.
Holy cow.
And it would be kind of cool if they did the Leonard Skinner thing and just had like a Hound Dog Taylor's hat on a microphone
and his slide.
Yeah, on a stool. And played without him. Just the two of them.
Maybe?
Yeah. A 93-year-old man was indicted on murder charges for shooting his next-door neighbor and her boyfriend in the trailer camp he lived in outside of Phoenix, Arizona, because they played their music too loud. Police said Edward Mazie confessed on November 10th to double slaying at the trailer park in the suburb of Glendale. He said he'd been planning to kill Francis Ritter for more than a year. Lazy guy. Anyway, hours before the shooting, police responded to a complaint by Mazie asking Ritter, 39, to turn down her stereo. A neighbor said she had turned up the volume after police left. Mazie, a retired coal miner, then shot Ritter and her boyfriend, the 49-year-old Alfredo Centricho, with a .22 caliber handgun. Anyway, he was in the infirmary of the county jail awaiting trial. 93 years old.
And he's got a mind, you know, and he's going to use it.
I guess his hearing is still good.
Yeah. He's 93 and he pulled a double murder. He'll probably still live to see some days of freedom. He'll do like 5 years. He'll be out when he's 98. He'll still be a young
man.
Hard
labor.
Yeah. Anyway, you want to play one more record before the Vibe Report comes in case we get a really long vibe?
Hey, I hate to beg off, but it's up to you, pal.
In case?
You're behind the wheel.
Okay, let's play one more.
Poodle that I've ever seen. What I like about him, you keep him so clean.
want to play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog.
One more time, Ken.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, that was Johnny Bucket. Let me play with your poodle. Flip side of that's called Griddle Grease and Daddy.
Uh-huh.
He went on to make great records like Hippie in a Blender. Hide Fit.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
It's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, it is a good one.
I like that one.
On the Renown label. Uh-huh. It was a front for Fortune Records. It was like their tax write-off label, I think. Oh boy! Well, what do you think? I think we got a vibe coming in soon.
I imagine so. I talked to the boy this morning.
There is one of the highlights of my month. A new City Lights.
Yeah, what is
catalog.
That? I noticed that sitting around there.
Skip Henderson, the king of New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy! You know, I wish we would have brought the new issue of Harper's Magazine. There was something in there that Bruce would have got a real big kick out of.
What's the?
The party rules. Did anybody see the party rules for Rutgers University, where your friend
house.
Sue goes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was. In order to have a party in a dorm, you have to sign a contract with the school, which stipulates exactly how many ounces of alcohol you can have for each party member.
You remember Rutgers? Person. I wish we had the echo for this. Rutgers was the school that had the dorm of death.
The Dorm of Death?
You don't remember the Dorm of Death?
No.
Like,
ooh,
how did
I
just drag themselves into comas and died?
Oh, a couple of them?
Maybe just one. Everclear, man.
Everclear.
Everclear.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Did we do that?
Yes.
Yeah,
we did it like 3
that.
Years ago when it happened. Yeah.
Hey, check this out. If you get the new City Lights catalog, you can get a Charlie Patton Memorial Ribbon. Commemorative ribbons with photo button from Patton Memorial Ceremony at New Jerusalem Baptist Church, Holy Ridge, Mississippi on July 20th, 1991. Tax-deductible donation of $15 made payable to the Zion Memorial Fund. Very few of these ribbons are left. All go directly to support the church and community efforts in the Mississippi Delta. What's the address here on City Lights? Let me see if there's a mailing address, folks.
139 Easton Avenue, I believe.
You're right. 139 Easton Avenue, New Brunswick, New Jersey, 08901.
I don't get around.
Does that count as a PSA?
Me and Skip go way back. Well, I think it may count as a community issue, so you can fill out one of those stupid papers and pop it in the envelope.
A community issue if our community is the Mississippi Delta.
Blank community programming forms. Please use them if you touch on a community issue. Yeah, it's cold down there, man. It's getting colder.
Yeah, well, let's see. There's a lot of rock news. There's, we'll do some of it later, but from the R&B Assault Desk, which is a regular feature now.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Jackson, age 30, was placed on 2 years probation and sentenced to 1 month in jail. He was a former member of the Jackson 5 and one of Michael Jackson's brothers.
Aren't we all Michael Jackson's brothers?
What did he do?
Under the skin. Uh-huh. What did he do?
Under
what
the germ abrasion.
What did he do?
Hey, Ham, what did he do?
Oh, he was charged with a misdemeanor battery on his wife, Elijah Shaffy Jackson.
Mrs. Meaner.
And their 14-month-old daughter, Steviana, who were both allegedly pushed and punched during a year of domestic violence. Wow, a year? On January 14th, which is like over a year ago, Jackson pleaded no contest to one count of battery. He was also placed on 24 months probation in order to enroll in a domestic violence rehabilitation program, but he did not obey the order.
Obey that order.
Nice guy.
Yeah,
what a... Is a little... Oh, there he is. We'll get to the Billy Idol and the G.G. Allin desk in a minute. There's the Sco.
Mop, mop. Hey, hey, hey.
Roscoe.
What time is it? I'm a little late, right?
4:33. Not too bad. 4:33 and a third.
I just got into a bass part and I was going like this.
Gotta find your way out of it, huh?
Alright.
You were doing the funka, funka, funka?
Yeah, two fingers.
Ooh. Play with your fingers?
Huh?
You play with your fingers, huh?
Not on the bass.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, I mean I'm playing it on a foot on an evil thing.
Oh, I see. So.
Let me.
What's that to me?
What? Sounds like bass?
The five of
something
us all together.
I got a bass.
I know. You got a great bass. How long have you had that?
What?
How long have you had it?
I've had it since like August. No, really, since like June. You know, it's just one of those things that guy, Rich Pancotti, you know, remember him?
Is he
Relentless Mojo Conversationalist?
The insufferable guy that had the really nice deluxe, Tweed Deluxe?
That's the one. Well, what you didn't know about him is that he had a real nice Fender Precision circa 1967 in Sunburst, Dead Mint, and he doesn't have it anymore. I have it.
All right.
He was short on dough and he owed me some money anyway, so he gave it to me for, like, nothing.
Really?
I take it out and look at it every
night. I know, it's beautiful.
How do you get a free bass, folks?
The old Birch way.
Yeah, it's a different kind of free bass.
Someone said free bass. Yeah. Dan woke up.
Dan
free
woke up. Where's Dan? How is Dan?
Dan is really bummed because he always considered himself to be the butcher of Avenue A.
Yeah.
And then they gave it to some two-bit abortionist from India.
Yeah.
What is that guy's name? How do you pronounce his name?
Den. D-E-N.
Oh.
You mean the butcher of Avenue A?
The butcher.
Raji Mershahani.
Couldn't you be like the candlestick maker of Avenue A or something, Den? The baker of Avenue A?
Yeah, but Den lives on Avenue B.
You're the butcher of Avenue B.
Yeah, but he wants to walk to work.
He likes to walk to work.
They have a sign on the front of that place. Sorry, we're closed.
Sorry, we're closed. Gone fishing.
It's a great photo opportunity.
Really?
Yeah, who will remember 6 months from now?
Not Chucky Phillips. Only if it's on the cover of the next A-Bone CD.
Yeah, something to offend everyone.
They gotta get a sorry we're open sign.
Yeah, sorry, really. Sorry we're open.
Yeah.
Wild Chick is here.
The right to keep and bear arms.
Anyway, what's the vibe today, Sco?
I don't know. It's just kind of a shut-in technical vibe today. Uh-huh. You know, after spending a week in Bay Ridge, which was so intense.
Bay Ridge?
What, you don't like Bay Ridge?
What, you don't like... Oh, man, it was really intense. I mean, you know, we were out there... The food is really good.
And I'm sure.
We definitely stuck out in an amazing way.
Even Guadagnino?
Even Guad stuck out in an amazing way.
Wow.
But it was the
Speaking
best...
of sticking out in amazing ways, Wild Girl arrived.
There you go. What's she wearing today? I guess since Lori S. is gone, now it's the Wild Girl clothing update.
Oh, she's taking it off as we speak. There's a...
She's a West Elementary...
Bulldog? Elementary school t-shirt. Uh-huh. What'd you say?
You gotta move West Elementary Bulldog. Oh.
West Elementary Bulldog t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
There was a black sweatshirt, black or blue jeans, silver leather jacket.
TCB cap. TCB gimme cap.
Yeah. I like that.
I think she was stuck out a little in Bay Ridge herself.
All right. That's a good one.
Did you get like any sort of drive-by howlings?
Where?
In Bay Ridge, you know, like, yeah.
Oh, kind of. There was some of that stuff, but the best thing was one of the places that we ate, it was like a pizzeria, but they had really good sauce, so it wasn't your normal red sauce. It had more zing, and it was pretty spicy. So, and the counter guy was like your off-the-boat guy, you know, so he was like, because I asked him, you know, do you guys sell sauce? You know, he was like, that was the weirdest question he ever heard in his life.
In his entire life, yeah.
Then, so we talked to the guy in the back, with the old guy who had made our food, and we told him it was good and everything. So the next time we came in, it was like, well, you know, could we buy some sauce? And the guy, with that, he has to start looking both ways and everything.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Guad figured it out. It was like the guy in his mind, it was like, what, your mother doesn't make any sauce? It was like, and there was no, you know, no way to explain these things.
Mm.
I don't know, it's kind of frightening out there.
Yeah.
Well, you remember, pizza sauce is actually, semi-seriously, is one of those things that, the thing that doesn't exist that we're not supposed to mention was like interested in sort of pushing on pizzerias all citywide, like 5-10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's this whole sort of big, the feds were after, like,
cheese also, bagels, laundromats.
It was weird. Pizza sauce is one of the things they were moving in on, so maybe they're getting nervous that way, because maybe they thought that, like, you were going to tell them that they had to use your song.
Oh, it, now see, that makes sense. That makes that really does make sense. I never thought of that, Bruce.
There you go.
Well, you know what he means?
Yeah.
Did you follow that?
Yeah, I
know it's certainly coming from you, right, but, out there, but there it is, you know?
But I just wanted to buy some sauce.
I know.
I told him I was bringing my own container and everything.
That's good.
You know, I was thinking food. We did have a good time out there, though, with the food vibe. It was pretty funny.
Cool.
There's a severe shortage of sideburns out in Bay Ridge.
Yeah, no lie.
And necks.
No neck, no sideburns. Everybody's got a beeper. I mean,
not a whole lot of boot action either, I guess.
No, they don't have cowboy boots. They wear those their own kind of boots, you know, with like a little buckle on it or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of a funny thing.
A lot of Doc Martens in that neighborhood too.
Doc Martens?
Yeah, after dark.
When the kids get home from school.
Oh yeah, I did see some kids. Yeah, you know, they're allowed to do that stuff, but I think that stuff stops as soon as they're done with school.
Yeah.
Then it's like, you know, okay, you know, then they smack them in the head and mean it, you know. Oh, today's vibe. I guess that is. I don't know what today's vibe is. Now I'm in the technical shut-in area because I got a bunch of stuff to get done, which I put off for a week and
mm-hmm.
or months and months. I guess the JR is headed over here to help me with some words.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Is today his birthday?
Last Monday was his birthday.
What is it, like 27 years in show business now?
He's been 28 for a while now. I'm wondering about that
28
figure.
Forever?
Yeah, he's a little kid. When I met him, he was a little kid.
Really?
Yeah, he's real young.
Now he's a big kid.
He's a big little kid.
Yeah.
He's hairy, man. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Boy, you saw him at the pool?
Hey, man, me and the Gerla go way back. Me and Gerla... You know, it's cool. I can say anything I like about him. He says anything like about me that he wants to.
Back to those NYU dorm parties with the 25-cent mixed drinks.
There it is, man. The innocent days before the Earth's crust cooled.
Pre-crust cooling, pre-bug.
Uh-huh.
MTV has got some pretty outrageous stuff on here today. It's like their sex... They have people talking about sex.
This is what happens when Roscoe can't get the station. He watches MTV.
I did have it on a little bit. I was channel checking. But this week, I'm going to be around, and I will get together with Senior Technical Staff Advisor Brian Redman, and I got the route figured out for where the antenna will go. We'll stick it up on the roof.
If you drape it across that church steeple across the street on 4th.
Yeah, I'm going to get it up there. You know, it should be able to, we should be able to figure it out. And then by next week, you know, people can come over and listen to the Hound Show like days of yesteryear.
Party at
the
Roscoe's.
Pines.
Party at Scho's, man.
Maybe string a few Christmas lights on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well...
I guess the vibe report. I could finish off with a Scho's refrigerator report. We got some Frango mints from Chicago from my folks, Marshall Fields. Have you ever had Frango mints?
No.
They're pretty famous. They're great.
The Illinois contingent's freaking out.
Wild girls come running in.
Life without Frango mints is indeed hell.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Wild Girl knows them.
Hey, I got a joke for you, Roscoe.
What?
How do you know when a girl singer is knocking at your door?
I don't know.
You got to tell her when to come in.
That's good. It's good. There's one steak in here.
Uh-huh.
There's one bottle of champagne.
Uh-huh. Just in case.
Yep. Some coffee, some salad, some hummus, some pita bread, and some Arnold's Natural 12 grain.
How about it?
That's it.
I'm just starving.
The chicken soup is on the... ML made some good chicken soup, and it's on the stove. I just put a little fire under it and the Teflon pan.
Okay.
So I'll go back to my craziness, and you guys... get loud, and next week I'll be listening.
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh.
See you, Roscoe.
See you.
State of the Vibe report, folks. Why does he do it?
Copyright State of the Vibe production.
I believe it is time for the VOM set. I'm going to send this out to the listener who called and said he likes him. He said,
I guess he was speaking for all listeners and said, we like them loud and stupid. This is our all-request VOM set. The Sonics.
Is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock, the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
You better watch out for me. Y'all better watch out for little cycle lady.
isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat. I preach into my conversion story, which you can get, how this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said, not just the words, the beat. The fertility rates of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up.
With a big green eye, so I could take you home and try you on for size. You got a hidey hat. You got a hidey hat. You got a hidey hat if you want to get along with me. Well, sweet little baby, well, you look so fine. But to be my woman, got to walk the line. You got to mow the lawn. You got to mow the lawn. You got to mow the lawn if you wanna get along with me. Mow the lawn. Well, a book for the doctor and a book for the nurse. I'm gonna keep on boogieing till they throw me in the hearse. I got to boogie on. I got to boogie on. I boogie to leave. Damn it all back. Boogie with the doctor till the break of dawn. And if the band drops dead, we keep it rocking on. You gotta walk the dog. You gotta walk the dog. You gotta walk the dog if you wanna get along with me. You gotta hide it, hide. 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 You gotta hide it, hey, you gotta hide it, hey, you gotta hide it, hey. You gotta hide it, hey. You gotta hide it.
Babies, get in on what's happening. Here's an item that's always groovy. It's not gonna wear out. It's not gonna be out. It's gonna be in. Be in. Wear it to be ins. Wear it to love ins. Wear it to turn ins. Your Nazi helmet is factory fresh and comes with a choice of personalized decals. Made of the finest organic plastic, this item will never become obsolete. Kids, get your own helmet club. Plan secret meetings. Wear your helmets to school. Compare your genuine now helmet to dad's old one. Guaranteed complete protection in all demonstrations. Hey kids, get up tight with your out of sight Nazi helmet today.
Good guys wear them, and so can you.
Okay, pill.
As I was lying in a hospital bed, a rock and roll nurse going to my head says, hold out your arm, boy, don't stick out your tongue. I got some pills, I'm gonna give you some. If you go to my love to put me at ease. The rock and roll nurse took me down to my
In the States.
Loud and stupid, the way you were like them. The A-Bones, pick up the slack, Daddy-O, brand new 45. Nice work,
yeah,
Gilbrooch.
Pick it up.
Thanks. Well, it isn't brand new, as if anybody cares. It's actually a relic from our Berlin trip of many years ago.
You know, I didn't like the B-side, though.
I like the Mozart ad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We heard the Dolls with Pills, a little bit in that Dolls Death Watch. Jerry Nolan out of a coma, but still in critical condition over at St. Vincent's with meningitis. Flaming Groovies, Dr. Boogie, Lou Reed and the Beach Nuts, Cycle Annie, and the Sonics, Cinderella. All request items.
There it is.
Anyway, let's do some rock news.
All right.
Let's see. First off, sometimes the New York Post copy is just amazing. Rebel rocker Billy Idol, who faces charges he punched a woman in the face after dinner, surrendered this week to Beverly Hills cops. The district attorney's office charged Idol, whose real name is William Michael Broad, with two misdemeanor counts of assault and battery. Amber Neville, age 23, claims Idol, age 32, attacked her after she and a friend met him and another man at Springfellow's, a West Hollywood eatery. Neville and her friend Laura Bailey said they were driving up when two men went with two men to their car when Idol suddenly erupted. He began shouting at Neville, struck her twice, gashing her mouth with heavy silver rings, bruising her forehead. And
have they ever met before?
Didn't like what she ordered for dinner.
Yeah. Anyway, Beverly Hills prosecutor William Clark said, "My impression was he really hauled off and clobbered her. He's a tough-looking character. I'd hate to meet him in a dark alley."
Yeah.
Hound versus... 5-2 of them?
Hound versus Billy Idol.
I even hated Generation X.
Yeah, they were the new wave.
They were bad.
They were bad.
And Gigi Allen is in the news again. Some genius booked him in Orlando, Florida. Yeah, I saw that. We'll get to that part. And he cuts a striking figure in this picture of him.
Yeah, I've seen him, actually. I've seen him before.
According to Florida police, Gigi Allen, age 35, he's older than me, even. He should know better. The leader of Gigi and the Murder Junkies kicked off his Orlando show Monday night by breaking a bottle on his head and grinding a splintered glass into his forehead. Well, is that illegal? Anyway, after defecating on stage, Allen and fellow band members ate his feces and threw some at the audience. According to according to Sergeant Bill Malloy of Orlando, this is one of the most immoral and disgusting things I've ever had to deal with. Police didn't move to stop the performance until the majority of the 100 people attending the show at Orlando's Club Space Fish Cafe bolted from the club. He bled all over some girls, said an audience member.
Defecation and urination. Let's get out of here.
Every time he went to one side of the club, everyone else ran to the other side.
Feces.
Cops charged both the New York resident and bandmate Donald Sachs with exposing themselves, and they seized the videotape and photographs of the show. Alan,
Chicken John played with him for a while.
Nobody plays with him for more than one show, I don't think. Maybe these days, now that he's a little more famous. He's currently serving probation after serving 18 months on assault on an Ann Arbor woman. No arrests were made last week at Allen's performance at NYU's Loeb Student Center, but campus security guard halted the show after the
scatological
obsessed performer inserted bananas up his anus. At the same performance, he stripped a young woman of her eyeglasses and stomped them. Wild girl.
Which young woman was that?
Are those the glasses?
Oh, she's... Folks,
can we smell them?
Tune the video up, Lincoln, very carefully. Up his anus?
Oh, very nice.
Exhibit
A. He didn't defecate on them? There's no fecal matter on them?
The mic is open. You can talk into that.
Yeah, you can talk into the microphone rather than talking into the air.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm done talking.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's time for action.
Anything else in the rock news?
I saw Gigi Allen once at the Lismar. You'll find this entertaining, Mr. Hound, because in his backup band was our old pal Domino Records from Sharky's Machine. I guess he's now a Ranch Hand, believe it or not. And Domino and one of his buddies, I forget who it was, decided that what they wanted to do was during the show to urinate upon the guitar player for the gig, who was none other than WFMU's very own Gerard Cosloy. Now, they mistakenly sort of expected
something I'd like to do.
in cartoon logic, they sort of expected that Gerard would just sort of stand there and go, whoa, but I mean, he like jumped out of the way, you know, as they produced their penises and began to urinate with them.
Stacy Keach was getting it from
Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong both
they
did
were
it to him.
Someday I will start a remake of Up in Smoke. It's sort of my life story. WFMU East Orange, by the way.
Mm-hmm. In case you were wondering.
Yeah. Anyway, let's play some more records. What do you say?
Okay. I say yes.
About champion Jack Dupree.
I say that's a good one.
Okay.
Oh, here you come again, that old Jew's head woman. You're drunk again. J-U-N, drunk. I mean good and drunk. Coming right on in here. Come on, baby. Coming down the street with your hair in your hand. All them folks out there looking at you. Come on and sit down here by the piano. Put your hair up on the piano. Ain't nobody gonna bother because we're all looking. Just sit down while I sing you this tune. C-U-N-E, tune, while I sing it, baby. Ain't no use you drinking, drawing the crowd. I had to move last night because you hollered so loud you were drunk. Yeah, baby, you was drunk. J-U-N, drunk. You was drunk, mama. Yes, you don't remember a thing you said. Look here, baby. What is that you got? Make all the folks think you so hot. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, it sure is. And I love it. But listen here, I'm gonna sing you another tune, honey. C-U-E-E, tune. Now listen. You wake up in the morning, looking looking like an old dish rag. You look in the face like one of them old sea hags when you're drunk. Yes, when you're drunk. Yeah, you are drunk, honey. When you're drunk, mama, you don't remember a thing you said. Didn't hear what I don't like at all. Well, you wake one day, you lay off a week. Every time I find you in that bar across the street when you're drunk. Yes, baby, you're drunk. Still drinking. Yes, you're drunk, mama. Don't remember a thing you said. Now listen here. You told me you loved me, and I believe you. I don't know what you've been drinking. But your breath smell like you've been chewing chinches or something like that. Either chewing chinches or drinking bed bug juice. But this year is your last tune I'ma sing you now. Pay attention to me and lean up off of me now. Here you go. Well, you stayed drunk so long, you got me contact high. Start drinking in December and you're drinking till July. You'll be drunk. Yeah, you'll be drunk. Me, baby.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Why women like to have a good time? Why women like to have a good time? Why girlfriends like to lose their minds? Why girls hoop and holler a yellow way? Why girls hoop and holler? They yell ooh-wee. They can scream and break down, but it don't move me. Why girls dig me, but I love a cool one. Why girls dig me, but I love a cool one. Do go home to when I've had my fun. Well, I can romp and stomp. Well, I can rock and roll. Well, I can do the bop. Well, I can thrill my soul. Well, I can drink the wine. They all warm in mind. Yeah, now baby, baby, oh can't you see? Yeah, baby, baby, oh can't you see? I want a young girl to make love to me. Get it, daddy. Wonder how. Well, all my good friends, they wonder how. How I make these young girls go wild. Well, just shake my head. Well, just wink my eye. Well, just whisper, baby. Well, just heave a sigh. Well, just romp and stomp. Then I leave mine dry. Why, women, I must confess. Why, women, I must confess. Make love my way.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
Oh, oh, Ellie Mae, darling, child, I've been looking for you. Oh, what now on earth, child, am I going to do? Please come back me. Whoa! Now, Ellie Mae. Oh, please come here and thank me. Oh, child, now by my hand. Guide me, teach me, love me now. Make me please understand. Oh, please. Me. Well, child, there would be peace.
There would be peace.
Oh, child, now in my mind.
Peace in my mind.
If you only come and see me.
Come up and see me.
Oh, just a little bit sometime.
Just a little bit.
Oh, Lord.
Don't you know how I miss you so? Oh, please. Oh, please come. Woo! Oh, please come back to me.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Well, I got the bug, got the itch, got the bug, got the itch, and I'm really in. So got a bug, got a bug, got the bug, got the itch, and I'm really in. Said I gotta keep it moving, boy. Well, I went to a party with a friend named Mike. Party where the cats are gonna dance all night. I met a girl named Sue. Said, hey, babe, I'll do the itch with you. I got the bug. I got the itch. Got the bug, got the itch, and I'm really having a big set. I gotta keep it moving for a rainbow. Then I met Pat, my dungaree doll, taking attitude to the sawmill ball. Started toward me, and then I knew that my doll, she was an itch. I got the bug, I got the itch, got the bug, got the itch, and I'm really in a big center. Gotta keep it moving, boy. When the clock struck one, we were going strong. From about two, well, the band was gone. Things started spinning, and I guess you know, there's 2 weeks to hear the rooster crow. Got the bug, got the itch, got the bug, got the itch, and I'm really in a mix, and I gotta keep it moving for a rainbow.
That we will not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
while back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound, WFMU East Orange. That was the Supremes. That was Diana Ross sounded good, right?
Yeah.
Honey, honey. That's a different
Before
Supremes.
Before they sold out.
Carl Cherry, The Itch, Flick Gibson and the Spiders, Etta Mae, Johnny Carroll, Wild Wild Women, Champion Jack Dupree, Drunk Again.
Mm. The truth.
I don't like reading song titles without the echo.
We know.
We don't like hearing them without the echo.
No, and nobody knows who the last person with live music in FMU was who hit
was
all
Bill
the
Berger.
Mic cords. Bill Berger. Oh boy, he's got a band. We can show up at one of his gigs. Take a mic cord.
Yeah, that'll show him. We'll pay to get into one of his gigs. No. Ooh, and then we'll buy some T-shirts.
We don't pay to get anywhere. Just take a mic cord and wrap it around his head.
Aw.
Anyway.
Maybe we could buy him tickets to a Gigi Allen gig.
Oh, we got one more news story. Get out of
We got an update on the suicide counselor story.
Oh yeah, that was
the guy in Sacramento, California, former suicide prevention volunteer, has been sentenced to life in prison for trying to kill a frequent hotline caller.
Boy, it's funny the connections you make in this game.
Police report says Snyder and an unidentified accomplice went to Carlson's home. The hotline caller, and slashed his wrists and throat in an attempt to make his intended death look like a suicide. Carlson had made hundreds of calls to the suicide prevention hotline where Snyder worked as a volunteer. Snyder began seeing him, saying he thought Carlson was a lonely old man, a danger to himself, and et cetera, et cetera. But Snyder said as time progressed, he snapped and decided that Carlson had to die. He was sucking everything out of me.
Well, now that you're in prison, pal, let me explain how this is done. You rip up your bed sheets, you tie them together real good, and then there'll be a little like ventilation grate at the top of your cell where you can loop it over there, and then you tie it around your neck and you jump off the top bunk.
No, he wasn't trying to kill himself.
No, but now that he's in jail for life, he might want to kill himself.
Oh.
I thought I would explain how you do it in a little cell with no rope available.
That's nice of you.
It's a public service.
WFMU with you in mind.
Yeah. WFMU with me in mind.
And what kind of nuts were those?
Los Angeles. A frightened store owner shot one of four people who ran into his store to escape a drive-by shooting in the latest burst of violence involving blacks and Korean shopkeepers, police said Friday. The shooting late Thursday night occurred in the racially central area. Although the shop owner was of Korean descent, the victim was black, police saw no racial motive. The startled shop owner, who had been dozing, opened fire because he thought the group that entered his store was going to rob him. 32-year-old victim who was shot in the stomach was in stable condition in Los Angeles County, U.S.
No sense in waiting to find out if they're going to rob you. Just they come in the store, you shoot them.
Well, I like the idea of the guy just being asleep, waking up suddenly, going for the gun and just shooting all these people because they're running into a store.
Not none too bright.
Well, you know.
Oh, well.
They could have just been buying Pampers.
Yeah. Hey, we got that Hillbilly Hot Rod hangover.
The thing we saw on the teletype?
Yeah.
Ben's here with the food. Good time.
Ben's here. Okay.
Woo-woo!
Kick it off with Charlie Ryan.
You heard of the Russians and the man in space. They say we're behind in this rocket race. Well, up in Washington, they started thinking they needed the cat with the hot rod Lincoln. Because he was hep in the hot rod race, the hot rod Lincoln and the Burlington Chase. Pass the Russians as our battle cry, or they'll rule the world as well as the sky. Now, the kid that was driving that hopped-up hack turned 21 just a while back. He got a letter from his Uncle Sam. He hopped in his rod, says, here I am. Down at Canaveral not long after that, who should have seen but the hot rod cat? Boarded a missile with a smile on his face and knew right then there was going to be a race. Well, the hatch was shut on his channel rod. I heard him sing out to a gathered crowd, don't stand too close on a throttler back. Man, this rod is mean like there ain't no slack. When the countdown came later that day, he blasted off. He was up and away. Screamed off the pad with his hot machine, wasting no time pouring on the steam. Then all of a sudden, away up ahead, he spied a Russian in his rocket red. He pushed the button and gave her a blast and went into orbit, and I do mean fast. Past old Jupiter, headed for Mars, clipping them off up there in the stars, coming up fast, away out in space like man they was having a rocket race. Thank you. race as long as it's done in the proper place. He gave her a blast to make her unwind. He was gaining fast, coming up from behind. He was humming along at a frantic clip, because there was no speed limit on this trip. The captain of Lincoln was taking a ride, and him and that Russian was side by side. There wasn't a cloud out there in space. Him and that Sputnik was having a race. He figured that he could get enough force to steer the Russian off his course. Heading for the sun was good and hot, so he blasted off just one more pot. He's over beside him and crowded him out. Sure enough, the Russian had to turn at the bottom. Countries are betting and the stakes are high on just who is going to rule the sky. Now, this is not the end of this here race, because that hot rod cat's still out in space. We haven't heard lately, but we will soon. That hot rod cat's headed for the moon. Time stands still when you're out in space, but man, we're having a rocket race.
Jay Cook was a normal man. Normal until 5 days ago, when he was stricken with a disease that affects one of every 18,000 Americans.
Honey, when do you want to have the Nelsons over for a barbecue?
Sunday, 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 Sunday!
Jay Cook has hot rod truck and tractor pull announcer's disease.
See big beefy Bob Kebab slap his meat to the grill with a hot fuel charcoal startup. Thrill his big bun daddy matches wits with flaming Frank in a smoky mesquite hibachi burnout.
There is no cure, no hope for this tragic condition, which can strike anywhere.
Let's go to the drive-in tonight, dear. Should we take the Buick?
Let's take the super colossal 4x4 car-crushing Bigfoot.
Huh?
Send your dollars to the Foundation for Hot Rod Truck and Tractor Pull Announcer's Disease, Hollywood, California.
Honey, it's Friday night. You know what that means.
Action, 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 action!
Please help.
From All Black Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana, saw Jerome Jackson in the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote, I try to beat him, but there ain't no way that Bob are going to beat that Camaro, man. Yeah, end quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, serves him right, end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavagnin in East Chicago, Indiana.
Nervous and distraught, my paw, he told me that I got caught. My mind was a blank the day I bought this old bomb of mine. My buddies tell me that it's all right, except I'm sitting on dynamite. Well, there ain't a doggone thing that's tight on this old bomb of mine. Well, smoke and a great big roar. Every time I push her down to the floor, well, she shivers and she shakes at the little poor, this old pile of mine. Well, you think she's carrying a 10-ton load, the way she drags along the road, like any third time she might explode, this old pile of mine. Animated honk of junk with banged up fingers and a stolen trunk. She just wants a great big clunkety clunk. It's old Bama mine. Well, I can't say that I blame you none, and you won't be the only one who laughed at me and poked some fun at this old Bama mine. My goal is met, my car will be the finest yet. I know that I will never forget this old bomb of mine. This old bomb. This old bomb. This old bomb. This old bomb. This old bomb.
You're impatient for the morning, and you must have something new. Chrysler Plymouth. It's small enough to handle, but it's big enough for you. Here comes Duster, coming through. There are lots of other small cars that you pass along the way. Duster makes a difference, seems like night and day.
I'm Phil and I'm Don, and together with the Everly Brothers, coming through with Chrysler Plymouth. Don't miss the new Plymouth Duster. It's the big difference in small cars.
I got the blues, the news are blue. I got me a deal. Buy myself a car. He showed me one all polished up, as bright and as shiny as a star. He said, you see this one on a car? It was only used on weekends by an old lady to go to church and visit with her friends. Why, this car's been inspected from one bumper to the other. You'd be safer riding in it than in the arms of your mother. He said, you look like a smart lad, so I'm gonna make you a deal. Just $10 down and 10 a week will put you behind the wheel. I got the blues, the used car blues. I got me a deal. My name and gave him my money and started off down the road. I talked her down to try it out, see if it could go. The heat gauge went up, the oil pressure went down. I thought it was gonna explode. The front wheels didn't shimmy, they did the twist all over half the road. I finally hit a squad car and got it stopped. My brakes must have failed. My inspection sticker was overdue, so the cops hauled me off to jail. I got the blues, the used car blues. I got me a deal,
night, St. Louis International Raceway presents one of the most incredible nitro-burning, ground-pounding shows in the history of drag racing. It's unbelievable! 96 of the nation's fastest funny cars attack the track in mind-bending fury with the top names in the sport. You'll see Don the Snake Prudhomme, Tom the Mongoose McEwen, Ed the H. McCulloch, and many, many more. If you only go to one race in your whole life, you cannot miss this f***ing event. Ground-pounding funny cars that explode into flames and fly into the stands at 250 f***ing miles per hour. Plus women. More women than you've ever seen in one place. Women wearing nearly nothing. Women so drunk they can't even f***ing speak. Nitro-burning funny cars plus breasts. Breasts everywhere. Breasts you can touch. Breasts on fire. Plus free f***ing beer. That's right. Free f***ing beer! Free beer, free women, and funny cars on fire! It's the most incredible f***ing race in the history of the f***ing universe! It'll be f***ing incredible! Can you believe all this f***ing shit going on at one f***ing place? Free f***ing beer!
I got a pretty mama, she's long and tall. She's a super duper lover and that ain't all. She's got a chassis like a Ford V8, a ducal Spanish and a nickel plate. Her eyes keep a wanking like a seal beam light, a wanking and a blanking in the middle of the night. She honks her horn and she pulls out of sight, that mobile and baby of mine. She's a long tall mama, 6 feet from the ground, like a pickup truck with a tailgate down. She's all high dramatic when she's full of beer. She got an overdrive and a passion gear. She's a streamlined body like a flying machine. She don't even use any gasoline. She's a rich man's baby and a poor man's dream. That mobile and baby of mine. Well, the knees keep a knocking and the toes keep a rocking when my baby jumps up and down. You gotta load her down like a racing car to keep her on the ground. She's a streamlined body like a flying machine. She don't even use any gasoline. She's a rich man's baby and a poor man's dream. That mobile and baby of mine. Jumps up and down. You gotta load her down like a racing car to keep her on the ground. She's a streamlined body like a flying machine. She don't even use any gasoline. She's a rich man's baby and a poor man's dream. That mobile and baby of mine.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound, WFMU East Orange. That was our Hot Rod Hillbilly Hangover. Eddie Marshall, Mobile and Baby of Mine. Curly Jim Morrison, as opposed to Mo Jim Morrison, that they made the movie about, Used Car Blues. Howie Stang, This Old Bomb of Mine, the Alabama Kid, rocking Jalopy. Charlie Ryan, Hot Rod Race. I think Wild Girl for some of those Hot Rod ads that we used. Free beer.
That was pretty good.
Anyway.
Breasts.
From the Idiots Can Perform Crimes 2 desk. This guy, William McCutcheon, is accused of shooting Anthony Mabry, age 21, in the housing project, the Red Fern housing project in Far Rockaway last Saturday to get his burgundy, brown, and green coat. Anyway, police had given the description of the coat to the Port Authority police after learning the suspect might be trying to flee on a bus, and they found the coat. And they found Hutchinson. He was wearing the coat, a three-quarter length leather coat in the colors of burgundy, brown, and green. And it had a bullet hole in it, a quarter-inch bullet hole, and it was completely crusted with blood. That's sharp.
Yeah. Death fly.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It said, it wasn't like McCutcheon was cold and needed it. He was wearing the leather jacket with a bullet hole over his gray wool winter jacket. You got blood all over everything. The whole the lining was caked with blood, it says here.
Not bad. Garbage bag.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
There's just no excuse for fashion.
Burgundy, brown, and green. I hate that guy's taste.
Burgundy, brown, green, and blood.
And blood.
Hmm.
And a hole in it.
Time for an on-air plea for sugar, huh?
Well, oh, for that horrible...
Oh, yeah.
The Harris Diner
coffee.
Harris Diner deadly...
Sugar.
We need an echo, and we need some mic cords. You know, hey, oh, Brian Redman called. You know who did that? I apologize personally to Bill Berger. It wasn't his fault.
Bill.
He doesn't get, according to Brian, he never gets his hands dirty and bothers setting
yourself,
up
this. Bill.
You know who was the engineer who set up the band, who took all the mic cords?
No, tell me.
Dave Newgarden.
Dave?
Yeah.
Dave, are you listening?
You listening, Dave? Mic cords for the weekend shows, maybe? Think so? Rather than secret ballots.
I think they need to tie a
secret ballots are more fun.
Yeah. Well, we can take a secret ballot.
Well, yeah, like, on what?
Three or four people we...
What kind of beer to drink?
We...
I mean, you know.
Oh, never mind. Anyway, let's play some more records. We got one queued up here by Fats Domino. In fact, you heard me queuing it before.
Those of you paying close attention at home?
Yeah. I wonder which one it's on. It's on this one.
This one here?
That one. You got it.
That's a good one.
Crazy drums, Lieutenant? Have a good time.
Well, I'm on this road, yeah, out of the world, in the world, in the world, yeah, I'm on this road, yeah, out of the world, in the world, in the world. But I'm going again, in my little girl, little girl, little girl. Well, I'm sitting on a bar, busy overnight. I heard little boys, they gave me a big prize. Hey, hold up, dear.
come up soon and then we'll have a ball. So all is rocking out of this world, is a world, is a world. Yeah, all is rocking out of this world, is a world, is a world. But I'm going to get my little girl, little girl, little girl.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts. Action.
crying, long like a good little dog, cause it's time I had my say. Well, stop your talking and begin your walking, we're starting a brand new day.
Remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Don't you hear me calling you? Jonah, baby. Come on, baby. Darling.
To be one of the hit songs of the day.
Oh, when I was 12, it started there, growing whiskers and a lot of hair, my face looking like a big cream puff, so I thought I'd live with the stuff.
Brody, Brody. Well, I'm never gonna shave it off, cause I think it looks so tough. Brody.
Baby called me Jungle Jim, cause all she saw was my hairy chin. She stared at me, I felt like a mouse, but she said, come over and paint my house.
Goatee, goatee. Well, I'm never gonna shave it off, cause I think it looks so tough. Goatee, go. Oh,
feeling pretty mean when my beard got caught in that washing machine. I was washed and rinsed and hung out to dry. That's the time I decided to say goodbye to my goatee. Well, I'm now gonna shave it off, 'cause it doesn't look so tough. Goodbye, goatee. That's gotta go.
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
Teenagers do sometimes keep their promises. Meet little Juanita, a teenager with the soul of an angel, and the recipient of a love letter full of promises. It's a letter that any teenager could have written. Imagine how she feels as she reads the love promises of her letter verbatim, in a manner of her teenager in love. Let us listen in. Of the lover's voice, darling, I shall be the shadow lying at your feet, longing to embrace you when again we shall meet. Oh, my angel, do not now be lonely, lonely anymore, for I am here beside you, yes, here, for now until eternity.
If anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
Oh, no.
the bar, drive me wild. I love you so, I can't let you go. Boo boy, baby, I love you so. Well, long blonde hair, rose red lips. When you walk about, my heart just flips. I love you once, I love you twice. Boo boy, baby, you're a hopeful now.
Back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound. WFMU. That was Johnny Powers, Long Blonde Hair. We heard Juanita Rogers with Sun Ra and his orchestra there. Teenager's Letter of Promise. Joey Warren, Goatee. Medallions, My Pretty Baby. Junior Thompson, Raw Deal. Mr. Wiggles, Homeboy. Marvin Moore, I'm on a Rocket. Fats Domino, Hey La Ba. Thank you, Will Bruch.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Miss Sally.
And thank you, Mr. Hill.
Thank you, Denwall, wherever you are.
Thanks, Dan.
And Wild Girls up next. I don't really want to come here next week unless they get at least one of the 10 things going, like get me some mic cords. So I don't know if I'm going to be here next week or not. What?